Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Romans chapter 12. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
Spiritual gifts are a tremendous blessing from God. They're given to enable those of us who are believers to serve for the good of the church, which is the body of Christ. But we're warned not to think more highly of ourselves if we happen to have one of the more impressive gifts. In other words, it's important to remember these abilities were given to us for the benefit of others, so we're never to get puffed up. One of the more visible gifts is prophecy, which today can be defined as the ability to speak forth the truth of God's Word. Believers with this gift typically have a strong biblical perspective and an ability to accurately handle Scripture. They're able to discern false doctrines and warn God's people about deception. Their desire is to promote obedience to Scripture and address heart issues that could lead people into sin. Since the gift of prophecy is so influential, it's essential for those who have it to be humble and motivated by love for God and His people. But this is also true for other spiritual gifts. Whether it's prophecy or something else, your gift must be exercised with godly character. After all, Paul says, "If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing."